Penguin Random House Audio presents A Boy in Winter by Rachel Seifert. Read for you by Mark Deakins. He said the wicked know that if the evil they do is of sufficient horror, men will not speak against it, that men have only stomach for small evils, and only these will they oppose. Cormac McCarthy, The Crossing. I have never felt equal to the business. Victor Klemperer, To the Bitter End. Ukraine, November 1941. 1. He is out and running in the first gray of morning. Ducked and noiseless, hurrying through the fog drifts with his brother just behind him. Feeling the tug of his small fingers twisted in a fistful of his jerkin, crossing the cobbles of the empty town streets, just as day is breaking. Already they have made it past the railway station, the distillery, and the cooper's yard, and then all along the silent length of the market street. Unseen, unheard, at least as yet. When they reach the old church at the corner, the boy stops, pulling his young brother close, pressing both of them to the stone walls, and listening a moment. He hears nothing and no one. No sounds of movement. The boy's darting eyes see no lamplight behind the curtains, only shutters drawn across the windows. They have been flitting from street to street and hiding, but the boy sees no place here they can slip inside. The fog hangs damp between the houses, and along the winding street before him.